The big patriarch took another bite of his apple.
My son seems greatly taken with thy friend. I have never seen him so attentive to another creature. Still, she is a pretty young maid. Would thou like to visit her, Shog?
The otter patted Bistort's paw and winked knowingly.
Oh, well, see her later, mate. Let Urtica keep her company a while. We'll visit Welfo after breakfast.
Triss emerged from the cave when Downy Rose called their new acquaintances to eat. Shog was pleased to see her up and about, even though she still looked a bit shaky.
Ahoy there, shipmate. You're looking poor fresh and perky.
Triss sat beside Shog as Downy Rose and several other bustling hedgehogs served them a breakfast of fresh fruit, new baked bread and cool pale cider.
You don't look too bad yourself, young sea dog. My, this looks good. I'm famished. Have a wonderful old healer here. She's treating Welfo with all kinds of herbs. I think she'll be able to sit up soon. She was awake when I left her.
Shog sunk his teeth into a file of the crusty bread.
Sink me, rudder, that's good news. This bread's great. It's full of hazelnuts and almonds. Tastes wonderful.
They did the delicious breakfast full justice. Downy Rose insisted on heaping their plates several times.
Lack-a-day, such skinny young things.
Bistort chuckled as he watched them tucking in.
Not for long, me dearie. Not with the way thou art feeding them.
After breakfast, they went into the cave for a visit with Welfo. Her eyes were open, and she was propped up on cushions, being fed fresh vegetable broth by Turner, the old healer. Welfo took the food without even glancing at the spoon as it was brought to her mouth. Her eyes were fixed on Urtica. The young hedgehog sat staring silently back at her, the flowers still clutched in his paw. The visitors stood in silence for what seemed an age, as both Welfo and Urtica seemed unaware of their presence. Shog interrupted, asking and answering his own questions.
Ahoy there, Welfo, me old mate, how are you?
Oh, Shog, I'm fine, I'm much better, thank you.
Oh, that's nice. Now you get yourself well, missy, and eat lots of good victuals.
Oh, I will. Thank you for coming to see me.
Oi, and thank you for chatting to me, mate. Nice talking to you.
He nudged Triss and Bistort, indicating the outside.
We might as well be talking to the wall. Let's go.
Turner followed them as they left the cave.
I'll join thee. The little maid will recover, but poor Urtica looks stricken. He'll never be the same again.